Thanks to Mars Pizza Kitchen. And if you want to register somebody for a visit from our Good Luck Truck, triplem.com.au will reveal all after 8 this morning.
Yeah, we made the pit stop yesterday after being in Airlie Beach yesterday for the 12-month anniversary of Tropical Cyclone Debbie.
Yeah.
We stayed there overnight on the Tuesday night with Taylor from the Street Patrol. But here's the thing I want to bring up. Jay, you can't just grab everything from the bathrooms, like the shampoo, the conditioner, the soaps and everything, the body wash and everything else, and shove it in your bag and take it away with you. You can't do that.
That's what it said. Oh, my God, we're going to start this again. Yesterday, and I'm I've said this many times on the show before, I'm sure you just say stuff to rev or to twist my because you know I'm an easy bite. So
yes.
Yeah. So yeah. That's why you're doing it.
No, not this time. I know they say complimentary on these things, okay? But the complimentary means you can, they're there for you to use, but there. You can't just take them home with you.
So you're talking about like the shower caps and the
yeah.
shampoos, conditioners, body balm.
Body wash and everything else, yeah.
Yeah.
The soaps and everything else. Yeah, they're there for a reason, so you can actually use it in the bathroom there, okay? So you don't have to bring your own.
I've got it here in my little pack.
Oh, you do not.
I do, hang on. I'll tell you now. Because we stayed at hotels group. We sat at the waterfront. This is Peter Morrissey Essentials Body Balm.
I know they're nice and handy.
It smells very nice, too.
But, yeah, you got to use them there. You don't use them.
That's what they're...
You can't
can
just
take... You can take them.
You can't.
That's what they're there for, though.
They're complimentary, which, to me, says you can use them there at the hotel. You can't just... Grab
Your
a whole
argument
heap of them.
Is null and void. He was trying to say to us yesterday, it's like the TV. The TV there is a complimentary TV to use.
Yeah.
You don't walk out with the TV.
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's a stupid argument, and you can take these. That's what they're there for. They're replaceable. They put new ones in for the next guest.
No. They keep them there, okay, for the next guest if they haven't been used. If they've been used, fair enough. They've got to get rid of them. But if they haven't been used, you know, it's there for the next person.
Are you well-travelled? Have you ever...
I travel a lot to motels around the place.
Where? When? Clearly not if you don't believe that for a second.
I've always believed that. Always. They're there so you don't have to bring your own soap and everything else. Look, 13-27-10. Can you give us a call? When it comes down to this, your shampoos...
Your travel plans are debatable, my friend.
Oh, if bollocks.
If you don't think you can take these things...
No, you can't take them home with you. You can use them. They're complimentary to use. Oh, it's like the towels and the robes. You can't just...
So you're telling me that somebody, will, like this this body balm stuff here, the hotel just refills it?
No, I'm not saying that. But if you use it, they will get rid of it. They'll chuck
it out.
What's
the difference with taking it then to get rid of it?
Well, you can't just take it.
It makes zero sense.
Well, it's like, you know, as I said before, you know, the TV, it's bolted down, sure, but it's complimentary. So you can, in your mind, in everyone that's saying you can, it's complimentary to take these things home, you can get the screwdriver and take it off the wall and just shove it under your arm, put it in the back.
Sometimes there's no getting through to Dave, 13-27-10. I'm not even going to plead my argument now because we all know what the truth is.
You can't take
them.
We
all know. We're going to take your calls. I'm not saying anything. So you can...
All right.
You can be embarrassed by the response, not me.
No, I won't be embarrassed because everyone will be with me. You can't take them home.
Ed Sheeran now, 19 away from 8. We'll take your calls up in just a moment here at Triple M. Now, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 7:45. Our top today, around 28 degrees. Still sitting at 20 degrees around Mackay City Centre. I'm actually going to check that on our thermometer.
Yeah.
Before we continue because it's driving me insane. All morning I've been watching it, 20 degrees. I don't think so, Tim. Actually... It's 20 degrees. Okay. It says it on the Bureau's weather sign. All right. 20 degrees, 28 today and 28 for tomorrow. Good Friday.
When it comes to those little shampoos and the soaps and the body washes and everything else, why are you at the hotel? You're not allowed to take those home, are you? It's complimentary. You can use them there so you don't use it in your own soap and everything else. You don't have to take that with you everywhere you go. But you can't just shove it in your bag and take them home.
You can. Reuben, they're free, yes?
No, they're free. I steal them every time I go anywhere.
Okay, what are you doing stealing them for starters?
Well, because if I don't use them, why should I leave them in there?
That's exactly right. Exactly. You pay good money for the room, so why
not? If your room's going to cost you $300, Dave,
yep.
I'd take everything they get free. Toilet rolls,
Are you kidding me? Seriously?
No, I'm kidding me. I've got a suitcase full of the bloody things.
I bet you take the robes and the towels and everything too.
No, I don't touch that stuff.
They'll charge you for those.
They'll take your credit card number. They'll book you for that stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's but what they should. Oh, you two are insane.
Shower caps, bubble baths, everything, mate. I take the whole lot. I don't use it.
Ruben, I'm a little bit concerned that you're taking bubble baths.
Got to take it. Free, take it, hey.
That's it, mate. If it's not nailed down, you take it.
Here he is with three TVs at his house because he's been...
It wasn't screwed down. Thanks for the call there, Ruben.
Lee, you don't take them home with you, do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You're all thieves.
They're not free. They're not complimentary. You pay for them. You brought them.
Well, I also thought that would be included into the room, charge, I would think, too, yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
Dave, you've got to get out more, mate.
It says complimentary, okay?
Or maybe you need to take your own laundry bag with your own stuff in it so you don't use the stuff while you're there so you can take it home with you.
You do realise that I do that, yeah?
Oh, my God.
He's
such a thrifty person. Thank you, Lee. He's such a thrifty person. I thought you'd be for sure the kind of person who would take them to use at a future use.
Look, if they were...
Because you walk across the road to save $2 from an ATM.
Yeah, absolutely. But I know the rules, and the rules are you can't actually take these with you. Lenore, you don't take them home with you, do you?
You so can.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that to me because I don't understand why you would say that.
It's easy. You put it in your bag and you take
it home. Yeah, they're there, compliment you, take them home, and then when you have guests come to stay at your place, you have them in the bathroom ready for them.
Lenore, Jay, you're thieves.
It's not thieves.
No, it is.
It's not.
If they're going to throw them in the bin, if you've used a little bit of it and they're going to throw them in the bin, like you just said, Dave, what's the difference of taking one home or throwing it in the bin?
Because it's complimentary when you're using the room. You can't take it home with you. Just because you've used one of their towels, you can't take that home.
Well, the thing is, when you go to some places like low-cost motels or caravan parks, they have those containers that's screwed onto the wall. So if they obviously don't want to give them to you to take home, so you use them while you're there. But when they're all pretty on the bench, naturally you take them.
No,
free
you don't.
Game, Lenore. Free game. Thank you, girlfriend.
No, that's so wrong. So wrong. So many people are just taking stuff when they shouldn't.
You're such a tight... with your money.
Yeah.
That I thought for sure you'd be the kind of person, because I'm going through people's bedrooms yesterday before we left the hotel.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, can I grab your body balm? Can I grab this? What are you taking that for?
Yeah. Well, you're not
free.
Allowed to.
You're allowed to.
Well, you're not allowed to. That's why I didn't take them myself.
There's a poll on our Facebook page now, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Let us know where you sit on the fence with this one. It's 12 to 8. Jay and Dave for Brekkie here, Triple M. Play Last Word.
For Lone Star Rib House, where kids eat free all day. Jay and Dave's Last Word.
Look, Gabby is at work and you know I've been rattled today, don't you, to Gabby?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the reason why you want to go against me.
He's on fire this morning.
Yeah, well, I agree with Jay.
Oh, about the
complimentary toiletries. Yeah, you take them.
Okay, just because of that, I'm going to focus and I'm going to beat you.
Okay.
He's on fire today. All right. Categories here. Here's the rules, by the way, if you are new to playing Last Word. We'll give you a category, and then we'll to and fro until one person can't answer anymore, or we double up on the same answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First category, we'll go with you, Gab. Let's go. Brands of sunglasses.
Ooh.
Ray-Ban.
Oakley.
Dirty Dog.
That's all I got.
Wow. Brooks Brothers, Persol, Burberry.
Never heard of them.
All right. Category two. You're on a good win here, Gabrielle. I'm assuming your name's Gabrielle.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I feel like you're in trouble now for calling you Gabrielle.
Yes.
Okay. Category number two. Dave, we'll start with you first.
Yeah.
A subject close to your heart. Lollies made by Allens.
Ooh, snakes.
Chicos.
Fantails.
Cobbers.
Freckles. No, you missed out there, didn't you?
There's one apiece. You can still win this, Gab. It's okay. It's one apiece. Here we go. Category number three. We'll start with you, Gab. Last category. Different types of footwear.
Runners.
High heels?
Sandals.
Clogs?
Clogs.
Thongs? Oh.
No, you can't do it. You just said thongs. Gabrielle just said thongs. Gabby.
Well done. You're a cheat, but well done.
How is she cheating? How is that a cheater?
I don't know. I'll find a way.
That's you said thongs. A cheater. No. Thongs and footwear.
No, and then he said thongs straight after. So you won, Gab. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
And we'll give you a complimentary shampoo and conditioner as well. Thanks for playing this morning. Stay there. We'll grab some details.
See, she doesn't want that because you know that's stealing.
Oh, my God. It's back on Tuesday next week. Last word after the long weekend with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Yeah, our good luck truck makes another delivery this morning.
Jay and Dave's good luck truck. Delivering thanks to Mars Pizza Kitchen. Create your wish list now at triplem.com.au.
Now, this one was registered by Jean, her daughter, Courtney, as a young mum. Going through a bit of a tough time with her young son, who's been born with a cleft palate. Mm. You know, the mouth didn't form quite properly.
In desperate need of a reclining high chair.
Yeah.
So when he eats, he can get his food properly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what the Good Luck Truck was packed with in Proserpine yesterday.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, we got a call from your mum.
Yeah.
Okay, Jean, and she said you could do with a leg up, so we decided to bring the good luck truck to you.
Thank you.
Here's a bunch of flowers. Do you feel special?
Very.
Is Jean there as well, is she? Yes. Hi, Jean.
Hi, mum.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, tell us about little Jackson.
Jackson was born at 37 weeks with severely IUGR. He has a cleft palate, but with his, we've just been diagnosed with DeGeorge syndrome, which is some behavioural things will come with it, with autism and some other stuff, but he's nasogastric fed as well.
Right.
Full term for the next 6 months at least.
That's
so
hard for you.
It is. It's very challenging, but we get there. We got to do what we got to do.
Positive, which is great to be
it
though.
Is, it is. So it's good.
Well, I don't know if we've got something for him. Oh no, no, we do.
We do.
Sorry, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And so, look how cute he is. Yeah, so cute.
Cute.
I've got to have a cuddle before I go.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Being a mum is probably not the easiest job in the world. They always say it's the hardest job in the world, and obviously having challenges with cute young Jackson but of course, hopefully this can help out a little bit.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It was such a good recipient, and good on you, Courtney. You're doing a great job as a young mum.
I mean, we had a good cry at the same time.
Oh, he was so beautiful, Jackson. You can check out the video on our Facebook page, Triple M McKiewicz Sunday. So. Such a good scene. And, of course, we're taking more registrations. Next week, we're still doing more deliveries in the Good Luck Truck. So.
Yeah, still have to register online, triplem.com.au.
Big thanks to Mars Pizza Kitchen with Jay and Dave for breakfast. 18 past 8 at Triple M. Pink raising your glass at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Our top today going for another 8 degrees where we're sitting at the moment. It's 20 around Walkerston. It's a bit cold this morning, UV alert-wise. At Extreme Mark, thanks to Mackay Mitsubishi. Their Eclipse Cross now available for you to test drive and to own as of today. in the city centre, we are sitting at 20 degrees. It's time for our tips today.
And that would be with the chicken man himself from Leonard's Chicken. That would be Steve Jacko Jackson.
Well, I do not know what you boys take of a morning, but gee, we're coming into the studio and I just had to block my ears.
Oh, we were talking about bees earlier this morning. I had no idea what we were
And there was a worker there as well who had the chaps. You had these chaps on with the back missing.
Yeah, well, let's leave that B. singular. Let's leave that B alone.
And now, Jacko, right. Round four of the NRL tips. It's going to be a huge long weekend for the footy, isn't it?
Easter weekend. It's always a great weekend for football. Well, any weekend's a great weekend for football. Let's go with the Cowboys and Penrith.
Yeah, that's on tonight. The Cowboys, you're tipping the boys at home.
It's going to be a fantastic game up there. Because Jay's getting down on me, going against the Cowboys. I got a win last week too.
We'll
go the Cows.
Now there's two games on the Friday night. You got the Rabbitohs and Bulldogs. You're going for the Bunnies there, but the Sharks, you're tipping against the Storm.
Well, very rarely you tip against the Storm, don't you?
Yes.
You tip the Storm every week of the year, and you'll come out with more wins than losses. I don't know. I think at home, only because at home, and the Sharks are. Yeah, Shane Flanagan having fired up against the Storm. You know, always the Sharks always fire against the Storm.
Yep.
Right. Okay. And Saturday's games, you got the Chooks against the Warriors.
Yeah, go the Chooks.
You've gone the Chooks.
Even
for that
the Warriors
one.
Are unbelievable. Yeah, they won three from three. Good on them. Yeah, all the Kiwi boys are up me at the chicken shop. Hey, you never backed the Warriors. Too bad, Jacko. And they flogged your Raiders. Oh, we're the melters of the competition. I can't believe it. We chokers. Oh. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, you're up against Manly.
At Brookvale.
At Brookvale as well. That's going to be a really tough one for you.
Yeah, well, I've got to tip them, haven't I?
Yeah.
I sat in the car when they were 19-12 against the Warriors. I said, they can't lose this. If they lose this, I'm never tipping them again. And they lost. I just went, are you serious?
And you're now tipping them again, though.
I know.
Going back on your word, always. Brother. Going back on your word.
That's football.
But you can't tip against your team. I'm proud of you about it.
Now, the last three games, you go on the Dragons over the Knights. The Knights are playing some pretty good football, though.
They are, mate. They are. The Knights are a very handy side. But the Dragons are a handier side. With Ben Hunt into the fray, Garrett Whitworth is one of the best footballers in the world at the moment in any position. And he can just play his football. Ben Hunt's steers the side around. And they've got great forwards. St. George, the Red V, mate, they'll be there when the whips are cracking. Don't worry about that.
The Broncos and Titans are another match as well.
Well, this is the local derby, mate. And the Titans, they really lift for the Bronx. Corey Oates out, a couple of players out for the Bronx. It's going to be a great game, but they just got a drubbing 54-0 against Saints last week. I don't know if they can kick back from that, but I'll go the Bronx.
And the last game for the long weekend is West versus Parramatta. You go on the Tigers. High fives all around.
Mate, how about that game last week then decided by a whistle? Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
The referees should know the situation of the game. I know rules are rules, but let the players decide a game like that, not the whistle. I hate seeing a whistle decide a game.
It wasn't the marker that was in fault there. That's the thing.
Well, technically, you can get a penalty every bloody play of the ball. You can find a penalty every play of the ball. Why in that situation, right at the end, stick that whistle where it doesn't blow, or where it does blow.
I think you're saying what a lot of people are saying. Look, we're running out of time, but I want to touch on this ball tampering saga with the cricketing team. Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's been happening forever and a day. And we as coaches and players will try and bend and massage the rules to the extreme. But when you break the rules, there's consequences. And like in life, you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah.
But that, it's just been found that the piece of sticky tape, which we thought was sticky tape, was actually sandpaper. Like, that's a whole another level, really.
Oh, there's all been different ways to do it. Yeah. You know, you ask any cricketer. Darren Lehman's there, you know, sticking up for the boys and saying, you know, it's a shame. And but, you know, he's been around when it's happened, and it's just something that's not talked about.
Yeah.
But, that's happened. And there's a lot of cameras. There's a lot of cameras around these days, isn't there?
We were saying the same thing. Why would on earth would you do that when you know there's hundreds of cameras out there?
Yeah, use white tape instead. So it blends in.
Cheating's okay, just don't get caught, exactly. Is what you say.
Right, well, let's leave cricket there and let's get back on the footy. So,
yeah, Jacko,
have a great weekend.
Round four of the NRL tips. We'll put those onto our website, triplem.com.au. Hope the Easter Bunny comes to you there, mate.
Yeah, we're at Halliday Bay all weekend. It's going to be fantastic.
Half your luck. All right, Jacko there joining us as always. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
As we head for our top today, going for 30 degrees, showers continuing. 90s and now, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Live thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. Their stock take sale is on right now. It's 14 past 7.
Now, we decided to put together an Easter-based pizza because Jay loves his chocolate. Gave him some chocolate Easter eggs earlier in the week. And not really a fan of chocolate, so I usually miss out this time of the year. So you've decided to say, hey,
well,
let's go
pizza.
Well,
you out this morning. The Easter Bunny left some Easter eggs here for you.
Yeah, I know. So I'll re-gift those. You know I will.
So I thought we're getting into the action here. Is pizza's originally from Italy, yeah?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Okay. What? You didn't know that? Oh, my God.
Come on. It could have been anywhere.
It's from Ethiopia, the other place you don't know where.
I know where Italy is. I just asked whether pizza was originated from Italy.
It was.
But the Easter pizza has probably never been invented until now.
No. So we thought, okay, fair enough. We'll put together a couple of different things on this pizza, which is traditionally Easter. It's chocolate, it's lollies, it's everything.
Well, everybody suggested the ingredients for us. So it's not like we've just come up with it. So it's grown with the help of our listeners. You suggested the cabbage cream eggs, the strawberries and creams, the snakes, marshmallows, hot cross buns will be put into the crusts. Of the base of the pizza?
Yeah, the sauce is going to be based out of Nutella as well. Mm. So we've come
Sounds
up with a name.
Sounds woeful, doesn't it?
No. Nobody's going to want this thing. We've come up with a name.
All right. Okay. We need a drum roll, please.
I think it deserves a drum roll, this.
All right.
It's a momentous occasion.
Now, I actually just handed over all the reins to Dave saying, these are the ideas that people have given us. Formulate something because you like working with words.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
Well, I've just put everything together, just slapped it all together as this one big one. You ready?
Yep.
The non-denominational but still use the word Easter, yummy, scrummy, chock and lolly Easter pizza pizza. That's the name of the pizza.
That's it.
The non-denominational, but still use the word Easter, yummy, scrummy, chock and lolly, Easter, feaster, pizza. Has a ring to it, doesn't it?
That's very marketable. I think we should get a billboard for that to put it on, you know, the whole entire billboard. The billboard will have to be longer than Victoria Street, but I'm sure it's marketable.
Well, we'll just have both sides of the billboard. One side starts with the first part, ends with the other part.
That's a long name.
The non-denominational, but still use the word Easter, yummy, scrummy, chock and lolly, Easter, feaster, pizza.
We're going to put that, we're going to literally make this afternoon at Mars Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
And we'll put the video up so you can see it being made and what it actually tastes like online. But I'm sure we could condense it down a little bit.
The pizza.
What's each letter? Let's do this. We'll go to a break. Okay. Taylor's in the Triple M Street Patrol. What each letter of the each word?
Yep.
And see if we can formulate something from that. Because I think that's a bit too long. Do you reckon or not?
No, I think we could go longer.
Oh my god! See, this is why I literally the minute I said to you, "How about you come up with the name of it?"
Done.
I regretted it straight away. Straight away. Taylor's in the Triple M Street Patrol. We'll catch up with her next. It's 17 past 7. At Triple M. Maroon 5, a Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 26 minutes past 8. We're just discussing the lyrics to that song there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Still, can we just play the bit that we're trying to identify? I'm just going to fast forward the song a little bit later on the end.
I'm wishing for you. Something like that. But it sounds like something completely different.
Anyway, this is the bit where even Joel's chimed in on this after 9 o'clock this morning on the air. Joel, what do you reckon that this lyric is in particular?
I don't know if I could say it.
Yeah. Oh, your microphone's not working now. He doesn't know whether he can say it or not. All right, Dave, what are you thinking of saying?
I'm not saying what I think it is either.
Here's the lyric. Here. Let me for you.
I know we can get away with some stuff, but I'm not sure about this one.
That's dodgy, that lyric. We're trying to identify what that is. If you can help us out, 13 27 10 is a phone number this morning. While you're doing that, we'll check the latest in traffic and news next at Triple M. Heading away for the Easter long weekend. Please be safe on our roads. We want you to return next week nice and safe. Our top around 27 degrees. 20 degrees around Mackay Harbour. A bit chilly this morning.
It is a little bit, especially considering yesterday was very steamy.
A little chilly. Well, tomorrow at least you get to have a bit of a sleep in if you are, in fact, lucky enough to have the day off.
Yeah, just remember double demerit points as well. The police will be out in force, so they're going to be working for the long weekend. You and I are going to be working.
Well, the ladies out in the office just before went out to get a coffee, and they're like, are you really working tomorrow? And I said,
yeah.
Yes. Who else is going to do the breakfast show?
Yeah. I mean, you girls can come in and do it if you want.
All you do is come in and shuffle some papers. Like, that's all you do.
You're on your own there, dude.
I mean, those papers are very important because there's our pay slip on it.
Yeah.
But no, you're lucky enough to have the day off. So we have to come in and work tomorrow.
And Monday.
But there's a lot of people. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
So no long weekend for us.
Yeah. And there's not a long weekend for a lot of people as well. So if you're working.
Oh, let's do the roll call.
Yes, I think we should. 13 27 10. If you have to work at any stage over the long weekend, call us now. Unload.
Yep.
And
share the love.
Share the love.
We might give you some prize.
We got Easter eggs here,
and we got tradie underwear.
Yes,
as well.
We'll wrap the tradie underwear with the Easter egg.
See, the issue there is if it melts and gets on the underwear, then it looks like something else.
Okay.
You don't want.
Well, we'll keep them set aside. Okay. We won't wrap them.
What's this on the underwear? That's definitely chocolate.
Sometimes I'm a little forward think is probably a good idea, Dave. Yeah, just remember that next
time. Just plan stuff before you say it. Before it comes out of your gobber. Say it. So 13 27 10, if you are working tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday or Monday for the long weekend, while everyone else or most people get some time off, we want to hear from you.
13 27 10.
Yep.
We'll give you the tradie underwear.
So whatever you're doing, like we're talking road workers, hospital workers, bakers.
Oh, yeah, of course. The bakers would have to work, wouldn't they?
Well, hot
they
cross don't buns. Stop. Hot cross, hot cross buns don't jump into an oven by themselves.
Oh, that'd be fun. No, they don't. No.
Nope.
All right. Let's do the roll call. Time is now.
All right. We'll see how many we can find and what sort of industries people are still working in on this Easter long weekend starting tomorrow. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Robbie Thomas right now, 19 to 7. We'll take your calls next here at Triple M. Rob Thomas, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 16 away from 7 o'clock. A strong wind warning around the coastline at the moment for Mackay. We'll check the traffic coming up very soon as well here this morning. That's why we get paid so much money, is to do that thing right there. Talking between the way the lyrics, you know.
Yeah. You've done that well. Doesn't mean you can't take the weekend off, though.
I went to radio school all about doing that, you know. No, we're talking about, on days like tomorrow, even radio, sometimes you still have to work the public holidays. But not just us. People have important jobs like your emergency workers and your bakers and, you know, those sort of places have to continue to work.
Yeah, the milkman.
Hospitals.
Milkman still has to deliver the milk, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing the roll call once again, and we do this every now and again on a long weekend.
Yeah. 13, 20, 7, 10, give us a call.
Hey, Max, you're working on the long weekend?
All weekend.
Oh.
What do you do?
I work at Macca's.
Okay, which one?
I work down at Eastside.
Okay. Can I ask you a question about McDonald's?
Certainly can.
Why is it every time I go through the drive-thru, it says that the ice cream machine is not working?
Oh.
Oh, it's a bummer. I know.
That breaks my heart, Max. You have no idea how much that breaks my heart.
Yeah, it breaks mine too.
Okay.
Can we get like three extra ones ordered and sent up here from Sydney or wherever they come from so you're never without a working machine.
Ice cream machine.
All right. We'll hold you to that, Max. And by the way, tell the people at McDonald's to never get rid of the Cadbury Cream McFlurry. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. It's pretty good, man.
All right, thank you, Max.
See you, mate. Yeah. Well, at least he answered your question.
Yeah, it's very true.
Natasha, you're working on the long weekend?
Sure am.
Well, all weekend?
So I work at the Clarion Hotels on Friday.
Yep.
And then Saturday, Sunday, I work at Poppy's Pizza Place in Walkerston. I'm a delivery driver.
Oh, wow. Do you get extra tips on the long weekend?
I'm hoping to.
If you're listening, give Natasha some tips for delivering the pizza. Thanks for the call. That's a busy person, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Clarion Hotel and pizza delivering.
Yeah, very much so. Stewie.
How you going, mate?
Good.
You're working on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm a shed builder, and we have to work tomorrow because Stranick St. Sheep's shed that were too small.
Right, okay.
So I'm like you, bub. I've got to work too.
The whole time.
The whole time, mate.
Has the Easter Bunny given you something?
No.
Okay, stay on the line. We'll give you something, okay?
I want some tradie undies.
Yeah, you can have some tradie undies. We'll give that to you as well, just as long as you don't show us a photo of them. Thank you, mate. we did that. We gave away tradie undies at the start of the year. We started getting photos of people in their underwear sending it to us. It was dodgy.
Yeah, so. Some without, too.
Some without. Nobody wants a DP.
Yeah, no. No, we don't.
Oh, my God. Let us know on our Facebook page. Are you working this Easter long weekend, Jay and Day for breakfast?
Come on.
Please, our Triple M, Jay and Day for breakfast. Off to news in a second. Traffic, the first look. We'll do that in about 30 seconds from now. Any issues on the road, 13, 27, 10.
Before we do go to that, Jay, Karen from Bloomsbury has given us a call. What's going on, Karen?
Well, I was ringing about working over Easter. I'm not working Friday, but I am working Sunday, Monday. Mm. And I just want to have a big cheerio to all the taxi drivers out there because those taxis are on the road 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no exceptions.
They certainly are.
Yeah.
And working hard. Well, I admire taxi drivers, Dave. You and I were talking about this. When I went to Cairns a couple of weeks ago to buy a salt and pepper shaker that's worth $5, I got into a taxi up there and the guy was saying that that was his ninth day straight of working and they're long hours as well. I don't know how taxi drivers do it.
Yeah, they do 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it because the people that they get in their taxis, you can't understand what they're saying or they don't know where they're going or they throw up in your taxi.
Or they're very rude, this guy was telling me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I couldn't do it. It's much easier being on the phone end like I am. But as I said, those guys are out there working hard and that's their living. I mean, people complain sometimes when on Saturday night they might have to wait a bit for their taxi. They say, oh, I'll get an Uber. Well, yeah, but the Uber guys aren't making their living doing this.
Yeah.
You know, the taxi drivers, this is their living. This is their livelihood. And those guys work hard for it.
They certainly do.
Good on them.
Rely on the traffic updates as well. Thanks for the call there, Karen. Let's check the traffic right now. Everything Mackay with Sundays. Welcome to Thursday, just before the Easter long weekend. Please be safe on the roads if you're heading away. We'll check the traffic just around 7 o'clock this morning. Yes, it was great to get to the Whitsundays.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, fantastic day out.
It's always funny. You know those situations, and everyone's been in them as well, where you've had a good laugh with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you try and bring up that story again, and you don't even get to talk about the story because you just continuously laugh.
Oh, okay. Is that what happened? Did you try and mention something to Jamie, did you?
No, yesterday. When we were in the Whitsundays, we were talking to some of the locals.
You've started already. Now you got me going, I didn't even know the story.
Okay. So it was, we were in the Whitsundays and we were seeing one lady in particular.
Yeah.
And she was talking about the cyclones and damage and things that have happened. And that's not the funny bit, obviously. That's very, very serious.
Yeah.
But she was talking about the fact that they've had...
Oh, come on, just spit it out, will you?
There were some bees that went...
Oh, that's right. Oh, now I know where you're going with this. Okay. And I know the reason why you can't spit it out.
Okay, so we were there and this lady was saying, oh, it's we're missing some of our bees.
Yeah. After the cyclone, you know.
After the cyclone.
Yeah, they all went missing.
Bees wouldn't stand a chance in a cyclone.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, missing bee.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a missing bee. Like it's a pet.
Yeah. Take it on the leash for a walk.
Don't. So she was, missing bees. And we were convinced that she had...
Just the one bee.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I laughed about that for hours last night.
Yeah.
Hours.
Imagine having that on the Facebook page of Lost and Found Pets.
It's just like a missing poster sign with a picture of a bee. Like, have you seen my bee? Please return my bee to me. Oh, my God.
I wonder if she found the bee in the end.
I don't know, but we obviously know bees are very important for our life, really.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But it was just one of those small things that you just laugh at the most inopportune times.
So if you actually happen to find this bee just sitting on its
owner's looking for it in the winter. Gus, what should happen in this situation there, mate?
Oh, it's a disgrace. They've all got to be sacked and that's the end of it, unfortunately. Literally getting together in a group and deciding, yes, we are going to cheat because we can't beat the opposition in the normal, fair way is just the most un-Australian thing you could ever think of. And then to actually go through with it and then to get caught and then say that, oh, I think if I just apologise, everything will be okay. We need to get rid of those blokes and they need to be suspended. Smith needs to lose the captaincy. You know, he can never captain Australia again, full stop, and he needs to spend a couple of years on the sidelines thinking about his position, thinking about cricket before his form, if up to standard, gets him back into the team.
Dave, you a fan, mate?
Yeah, mate, I'm not a fan.
Okay. Why not?
No, I'm very patriotic. I support Australia all the way through, but I haven't watched cricket since school, and that's going back 30 years.
Right. Okay, you don't have to watch it to like it, though, right?
No, I think if you like it, you watch it.
No.
If you're playing it, it's probably... I know a lot of people who play cricket, so they're obviously fans of it, but I think spectators, it's not much going on. Like, where's the person dressed up as a big cricket bat walking up the side of the match trying to throw ball? It's not like a football game, is what I'm saying.
Rona, what would you put on the Easter pizza?
I think the dough should be hot cross bun dough.
I'm like, you and I think exactly the same. I just said that to Dave 2 seconds ago. I said, you break it up bun. And then push it into the tray and then bake it like that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
With Nutella on top.
Yes.
Yeah. But fruit, hot cross buns or no fruit?
Well, I like no fruit, but the majority of people do like fruit. Well,
I'm with you, though. I think fruit wrecks it.
Yeah, I reckon use no fruit for the base.
Yeah.
Nutella, and then put the fruit, like anchovy, on top.
You've been given the printout there. Read that out loud for me.
Winnie the Pooh was named after a black bear at London Zoo. The bear was named after Winnipeg in Canada. Okay, yep. Look, Lynn got that bit right.
Yep.
The author's father used to go to the zoo and loved Winnie so much that he named his own toy bear after her and passed it down to his son, who was the author, A.A.
Miller. After her.
Oh, this is not right.
So for all of these years...
Winnie the Pooh is a girl?
I know! This is what I'm saying! Where have I been living?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Well, it makes sense because Winnie the Pooh didn't have pants on and, yeah, you couldn't see any...
I had this conversation with Jamie, my partner. I'm like, maybe the fluff just covered it.
Yeah.
Jackson was born at 37 weeks with severely IUGR. He has a cleft palate. But with his, we've just been diagnosed with DeGeorge syndrome, which is some behavioural things will come with it with autism and some other stuff, but his nasogastric fed as well, right. Full term for the next 6 months at least.
That's
so
hard for you.
It is, it's very challenging, but we get there. We got to do what we've got to do.
Positive, which is great to be
it
though.
Is, it is, so, it's good.
Well, I don't know if we've got something for him. Oh, no, we do.
We do.
Sorry, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And look how cute he is. So cute. I've got to have a cuddle before I go.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Being a mum is probably not the easiest job in the world. They always say it's the hardest job in the world, and obviously having challenges with cute young Jason there.
Yeah.
But of course, hopefully this can help out a little bit.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Morning, boys. It's about to get very interesting down there in Mackay over the next few days, I'd imagine.
I've seen a few things popping up in my news feed, and sometimes you think to yourself, oh, are we going to get some showers? Are we going to get some wind? Or what's the forecast? And then it sort of just blows over. What do you mean by interesting?
Interesting from our terms, which is probably negative from your terms. But look, the idea here is that we've got a low pressure system, ex-tropical cyclone Iris. It's tracking northwestwards here. Now, as that system continues tracking northwestwards in the Coral Sea, it'll move to your north. Now, when that happens, we're going to see some winds coming in off the Coral Sea, bringing in some shower activity, starting probably sometime tomorrow. And then into Sunday and probably Monday is when we'll start to see some more intense rainfall developing right around the Mackay area. Now, that low will come towards the coast eventually. Now, whether it hits the coast, we're not quite sure yet. And where it hits the coast, of course, we're not quite sure yet. But there are indications that the Mackay region will be in an area of possible fairly high rainfall potential as we go into Monday, Tuesday, and then possibly even as long as Wednesday, with falls, depending on the computer models that you use, falls anywhere from 100 to about 500 millimetres are expected from this system. So it's a big deal. It's a big system.
When you say models, what do you mean by that?
So we use, it's not like a supermodel thing, it's a computer.
Right.
Well, I didn't know Tara Banks could read the forecast.
No, we haven't got those Mexican weather girls or anything like that.
We should have.
No, these are supercomputers that number crunch a whole bunch of weather. It's a lot more boring, actually, than what you might have been imagining. Supercomputers that number crunch a lot of weather stuff, and they spit out a lot of this data and show us sort of what to expect, the conditions, whether it's rainfall, whether it's wind, whatever it might be in terms of meteorological parameters. But we've got about 120 overall models that are run. There's about 8 major global computer models that are run every 12 hours.
Wow. Right, okay, fair enough.
So it's actually a bit of a science behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So when you say low crossing the coast or crashing into the coast, and again, you can't really predict where that's going to be, is that the same thing? And this is a dumb question because some people probably don't know the answer. A low, is it the same thing as a cyclone?
Look, it's a watered down version of a cyclone, no pun intended, that we tend to see coming on.
He's a forecaster and a comedian. I love this.
He's now on tour.
Oh, my God, this is the best. Sorry, to continue. So there is a difference between low and a cyclone.
Yeah, there is. Now, a tropical cyclone will produce much stronger winds. They both can produce very heavy rainfall, though. So if we're in the right spot, so with a low, for Mackay's purposes, for a low to be producing very heavy rainfall for you, it needs to hit the coast north of Mackay in this sort of scenario. So as long as the low hits Mackay or northwards, particularly of Mackay, that's when Mackay will get some very significant rainfall from it. And the early indications are that it might get down to around the Whitsunday region, and then from there, we're not quite sure where it might go from there.
Right, so if someone's just about to go on holidays to Singapore, maybe, or maybe London, or wherever, and they're leaving Monday morning at 8 a.m, what do you suggest? Are you suggesting get on the next plane out, or what?
Oh, no, look, you should still be able to get out on Monday. The cyclone or low won't be coming in towards you until Tuesday, but the rain will certainly increase on Monday.
Right.
And the biggest thing is, guys, if anyone's going camping this weekend, it'll start off a beautiful weekend, but if they're camping through till Tuesday, it may get quite dangerous, especially if they're camping anywhere near a river, especially if we do get some of this heavier rainfall.
Beautiful. Nitsay from Oz Cyclone Chasers, mate, you're always a barrel of laughs. And, yeah, if you start going on tour, make sure we get the two front row seats, okay?
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Absolutely.
See you, mate.
Yeah.
It's our excellent 80s, Jay and Dave, for breakfast. Yesterday, we were lucky enough to pop into Mars Pizza Kitchen, Dave, to create our Easter Feaster pizza.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with the whole long-winded version of the name of it.
Yeah.
It's a bit too much, isn't it?
It was good, though.
Yeah. Oh, look, it vibrates the teeth.
Yeah.
So much sugar. This is what happened after we made the pizza.
All right, folks, we are done with said pizza. Amanda, out of 10, what do you give that?
It's giving me about a sugar level of 21, I reckon.
Don't be shy.
Oh, look, it looks very pretty. It's very colourful.
Yeah.
It looks like something my children would absolutely love.
Oh, yeah. We forgot the marshmallows.
Oh, here we got marshmallows.
Oh, well, yes. Here's some we prepared earlier. All right, finally out, Dave. Amanda, you got to say that's pretty. It's nice and pretty.
It's very colourful. It looks, yes. Oh. It's pretty. Pretty interesting.
I was waiting
very
for
pretty.
It.
I was very, waiting very for pretty.
Oh, we need the white chocolate drizzle. Oh.
Would you buy one like this?
No. I'm sorry, I just can't get past dessert pizzas. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I just got the smell of the chocolate and everything.
Oh my God, look at that. Look at the red snake sticking to the blade.
Oh, I really want to take that.
Go on.
Yeah?
Very hot.
Is it hot?
Very hot.
Yeah, it is. Oh gosh, look how sticky it is. Stuck to the board.
So sticky.
Alright.
Oh God, that smells so bad.
Oh, I think when a professional
and the drizzle
smells so bad, you know you've got a problem.
If someone can actually eat a whole slice of this and not feel sick, I would be very surprised.
Very surprised?
Like, it is like beta, mega, sweet sugar overload.
Oh, yeah, right.
Looks like a store-bought one. Look at it.
Hey, I'm proud right now. I've got some tingles.
Your pizza baby.
Yeah, my pizza baby.
I think we'll be having a baby after eating that stuff.
I've got some tingles, but I think that's from the sugar that we ate, actually.
It was so good. Like, we're very sweet. We've got some punters where you got to try it. We'll reveal that audio for you next Tuesday morning, though. And, it was interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
We'll leave it at that, okay?
Jane Day for Brekkie. Our top today, 28 degrees. Some showers expected today.
All right, we're about to get underway. Badgers the referee, Cowboys to kick off. Penrith, the first use of the football, and we're underway. Wallace gets the ball away to Maloney. Maloney to kick out, too strong, they score! Great ball from Maloney, and Viliami kick out, try! Maloney on the short side, kicks it, bounces off the legs of Morgan. Fisher-Harris toes it forward, it goes to ground, still in the hands of Maloney, they're gonna score!
No.
Well, that was a comedy of errors.
They're gonna have a look at it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear.
Thurston with the ball to Hess. Hess goes to Morgan. Morgan, cut out ball to Felt. Felt in a little bit of room. Try! They need to score. They need to lift North Queensland. Bolton, Asiata, out the back to Thurston. Thurston plays out the back to Hampton. Hampton gives the ball to Winston. Try! The last for the Panthers, 11 metres out. Wallace, he goes across to Maloney. Crossfield kick for his outside backs. Blake's there, I think he got it.
I think he dropped
Wonga it. Wonga Blake, did he get it? Try. Granville's in a dummy half. Fires it out to Thurston. Thurston goes across to Hampton. Hampton to Morgan. Morgan cut out border. Felt. He's there on his own. And I think he scores. Yes, he does. Might be a little bit too little, too late. But try to the Cowboys. Egan to Maloney. Maloney with a shot of field goal. Looks at it. Looks good to me. Field goal successful. Egan's in a dummy half.
Oh,
goes to his left and finds Fisher. Harris almost got it the offload away. It's a try. Try to Leona. Knock on. Doesn't matter. There's the siren. And at full time, the Cowboys going down to the Penrith Panthers. 33 points to 14. And their third loss in season 2018.